Blog Talk Radio.
When I was a little girl.
Tuned into Blog Talk Radio. This is just a test. This is not a live program, but this is just a test. I'm doing a test of my audio and my sound, and I want to just see what I sound like going for across the airwaves. So this is not a program, but this is only a test. Hallelujah. Just to see what I sound like coming across the air. I've been having some audio difficulties, and I have not been liking what I have been hearing. And so I've did a little maneuvering with it on tonight, and I'm just, like I said, I'm just checking out the audio so I can see what it sounds like in my ear before I go live. So I hope and pray that you will join me back here in just a little while. It won't be long because I'm not gonna be up too long tonight. I'm gonna try to get me a little rest because I haven't been really getting a proper rest. So I'm not gonna be before you too long, but I just want to just test my audio like I first did, to see what I sound like coming for. Hallelujah. So I just want to thank those of you that continue to make the Old Ship of Zion a part of your archive and a part of your listening program. And I just thank you and may God bless you as I know that He can and He shall. I want you to continue to stay encouraged. And I just want you to keep your hand in God's hand. That's the safest place that you and I can ever be. The safest place. God tell us in His word that He'll never leave us, nor will He forsake us. But God will be with us until the end of the earth. So we know with that in mind, God will take care of you and I. He said, I'll never leave you, but I will be with you to the end of the earth. So, like I said, I hope you tune in and join me within the next 15 to 30 minutes. I will be coming back live if this sounds okay. I want to just make sure it doesn't have a lot of distortion in it and that it come across pretty clearly. I think what I might have to do is I might have to get me another mic. I think that's where my difficulty is lying. But I'm going to try to see if I can make this work for tonight. And then we will be putting in order for a new mic. This one has served its purpose, but I guess now it's probably time for it to move on. So anyway, I just like for you, if you will, if you're up, to tune in later within the next 15 to 30 minutes. I'm just going to be talking a little while tonight. I don't know if I'm going to be doing any heavy ministering on tonight, but I feel like just talking tonight. And if you have, you know, any questions, if you have any prayer petitions that you want the Old Ship of Zion to touch and agree with you, and go down in prayer that God will bring your prayer petition to fruition, then you're gladly invited to call in at the conclusion. Though, make sure that it's at the conclusion when I have finished ministering, and then I bring you to Hymns of Zion. That is the cue for you to call in to the dial-up prayer request line of the Old Ship of Zion. All right. So I just, you know, like I said, this is just a test. This is only a test of my audio and just to see what I sound like coming across the, you know, the airwaves live on, well, now it's this morning. So I would welcome your presence in the chat room only this morning. And I tell you, I just know that God is going to meet us here. And he always does, you know. So I know that I've been away for a month. I've been on vacation, and God has blessed me to go to New York. That was my dream place to go. And God made it come to reality. So you just know that whatever that you want to do, you just pray and believe that God will honor your preparation. That's the way you can do it. You just pray and believe. Don't pray and worry, but pray and believe that God is going to do what he said he's going to do in your life. God said you speak a blessing or a curse. So don't, you know, speak negativity into your life. Always speak positive. No matter what it looks like, no matter what it feels like, no matter what it sounds like, no matter what other people might say, you just continually to extend your faith in God. That's all that matters, is you in God. You know your relationship with God, and God knows his relationship with you and each and every one of us. So don't let nobody deter your faith. Deter your mind, contaminate your mind. You keep your mind stayed on God. God says, those who keep their mind stayed on me, meaning Jesus, then Jesus will keep you and I and us in perfect peace. That's the peace that surpasses all understanding. There's no greater peace than one to have the peace of Jesus Christ. You can lie down and sleep in perfect peace. You can sleep in the bosom of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. God is so worthy, and he's worthy to be praised. God is worthy. But you know, God is angry. I don't know if you know that, but if you just look around, you know, just look around and the things that you see going forth have already went forth. That should be a cue to you and I and us that God is angry. And that's one thing, you know, we just don't want to do is to make God angry. Because God is such a good God and he loves us, so we don't want any of us lost. And a lot of times, you know, we get too busy in our itinerary and God wants to talk to you and I and us. And then we say, well, God, I'm going on my vacation. Talk to me when I get back, you know. And God will wait maybe a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, a month, 2 months. God will come back and I'll talk to you. Well, my daughter's getting married. I'm having to get things, you know, prepared for her wedding, you know. And so God just keep knocking at our door. We keep putting him off and putting him off and putting him, you know. And that's just like our kids, you know, or your husband. You ask your husband, honey, are you going to give me some money? Go shopping. And then he says, yes. And he said, okay, you're going to give me some money. And he says, well, I'm going to give you some money tomorrow. So when tomorrow comes, you say, well, honey, you going to give me that money? And he says, well, can you wait a couple of days? You said, yeah, I'll wait, you know, a couple of days faster. Honey, you going to give me that money? He said, well, can you wait 3 more days? You've already, you know, waited 3. Can you wait, you know, another 3, another 2? He says, yeah, so that's 5 days to go. And he said, honey, you going to give me that money now? And then he says, well, I need, you know, maybe about another week. So you would get agitated keep asking the same question and getting a different answer. So that's the way it is with God. God gets tired of coming to us, and we refuse him. We keep continually to put him on the back burner. You know, now I'm just going by just killing a little time. I'm not preaching, like I said. This is just a test, but I'm just talking to run my time out. And so I'm just saying, you know, that you will get tired of your husband coming to you with a different story. He told you yesterday that he was going to give you the money. Then he told you to wait 2 or 3 more days. You waited. You asked again. And then he told you he needed another week. So you will get really upset with him because he keeps putting you off. Well, see, that's the way it is with our Father, our heavenly spiritual deity. That's Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. He gets mad when we continue to put him off because he wants to tell us something that will benefit our life. Because either we are going with Christ or we're going with Satan. We're either going to live with God eternally or we're going to live in the pit of fire and brimstone eternally. So we have to choose who we're going to serve. So God tries to talk to us before Satan does, and Satan deters your mind. Oh, you don't need to get your life right with God. You got plenty of time. You know, that's what the devil will say. But, you know, each day, you know, you don't know when God ought to call your cue card, your name. And so you want to be ready. You don't want to exit out this life and then didn't make it right, your life right with God. Because the end result is eternal, everlasting damnation of fire and brimstone. And God said he wasn't coming back the second time with water. He wasn't going to destroy the world with water the second time around. But God is going to destroy the world with fire. That's what he said. So you can see the writing on the wall that God is, the songwriter says, God is trying to tell you and I something. And it's up to us to listen to what he has to say. Just like Eve Hutton, when Jesus speaks, you and I should be willing to listen to what God has to say to the church. All right, so I got just a few more minutes. I'm just killing time. Letting the clock run out, and I'm just testing my audio, I'm testing my sound, and I want you to join me back here less than 30 minutes. I'm coming right back at you live this morning with a short program. It won't be long, you know, it won't be long. I'm not going to keep you an hour to this morning. I'm going to try to keep you about 30, 40 minutes, and, you know, so I can rest and you can rest. We need to get rest. We can't rest if we don't lay down. And I have sleep apnea, so sometimes I stay up 2 or 3 days, you know, before I go to sleep. And I'm just lack of sleep. You know, that's not good on my body. But I just wanted to come across here and to test my audio so I would could hear what I sound like. Because I can't hear. I mean, I can hear through these earplugs, I mean, the earphones, but I can't really hear what I actually sound like. I have to go live so I can hear what I sound like to you as the listener. So I just want you to come by and join me in the next 15 to 30 minutes. Join me here. I'm not going to be before you long, but I'm just going to give you a word and then I'll be off and you can go ahead on and get you some rest or whatever you want to do, you know, at your leisure. But I'm hoping and praying that you will join me in the worship of Zion back here, presumably in 15 to 30 minutes. And I will just be just excited and overjoyed for your presence in our chat room. So until then, you be blessed and meet me back here within 15 to 30 minutes. The worship of Zion I'll be posted on the social network, and so you just keep your eyes open. I will have the time up there as well. So until we meet later on, I'll see you later. Bye for now.